charts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hey, this is Parker.
Hey, this is Cody.
And Tom.
And this is Zach, and you're listening to the Discorder radio show on CITR 101.9.
Yes, indeed. Discorder radio on CITR. Happy November 19th, happy Tuesday, and happy Shindig Semifinals Day. It all starts tonight. Lots happening on the show, including a visit from Katie Fagan of Looks to Kill, going to join us live in studio. We also got to recap all the great music that happened this past weekend in Van, including music from these guys, the Zolas. Not My Heart, kick it off for us today on Discorder Radio. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Not My Heart, from the Zolas, Zach and Tom leading the charge on Thursday night at the Commodore. I was at the show. CJ, by the way, Discorder Radio on the air, CITR 101.9, Wade here, as always, along with my co-producer, DJ CJ.
Hello, how's it going?
Excellent. Sorry you couldn't join us last Thursday night.
It's okay.
Who's getting a text right now? What's going on?
I was under the weather and busy with things, but congrats to you on being able to go there.
Yes.
Sounds like the Zolas were fantastic. Your photos were great.
Thank you. Thank you. The Zolas put on a great show. I didn't actually realize the Zolas were going to be the headliners because it was, first of all, the band Pup from Toronto. They were doing their their tour, and Colorado was the, you know, the big American act. So I assume Pop and Zola's were opening for Colorado. So when I got there and they said Zola's were the last band, I was like, right on, way to go. Like, good to see the local Vancouver acts rising to the top. And there was definitely a ton of gratitude from Zach, the frontman of the Zolas, who at one point came on in front of the stage and said, you know, I can't believe we're playing the Commodore. It's like our dream come true. It's like the premier Vancouver venue. And just thank you so much to everybody. It was a really nice, honest moment. And they were, you know, really in the rock star element as well. So great to see. At one point, it was snowing confetti. And the track we just played off the top, Not In My Heart, they really gave us a nice real rockin' version as the last song of the main set. And that was great at the Commodore this past Thursday night. Prior to that was another show that we were previewing here on the airwaves last week, featuring the music director of CITR, Sarah, accordingly, as she's now naming her top 30 charts. Congrats, by the way, to Tough Age, who not only is the cover band of Discord this month, but they also are the number one album on the CITR charts. So it's nice to see that the Discorder cover band and the CITR charts are in sync. Awesome. But Sarah and her band Channel 3x4 put on a rockin' show at Astorino's.
May I correct? Channel 3
yes.
and 4.
It's the X. It's the X. And Sarah's probably only about 20 feet away from
she's me. Cringing so she's cringing
right now. Yeah. It's the whole X thing. All right. And she's going to X me out of her Christmas list by the sounds of it. I keep messing up the name of the band. Cowards were there as well. They opened the show. And unfortunately, I couldn't stick around for Sex Church and Pop 1280 because I had to go check out what was happening down at the Commodore. But it was great to see. And another band that was playing that night that I was hoping to see as part of my tour were Skinny Kids, who were playing at the Railway Club. I didn't get to see them. There was lots of live music happening last Thursday. But have no fear, because they are playing tonight as part of the CITR Presents Shindig Semifinals. Very exciting stuff. CJ.
Absolutely. So as people may or may not know, Shindig is, or and has been for many years, CITR's Battle of the Bands, annual Battle of the Bands. And the finals are in December 10th, I believe.
That is correct.
And exciting times. The bands go wild. And people get drunk.
They usually go hand in hand. For the last 9 weeks, we've had 27 different bands, most locally based, that will go head-to-head-to-head. Three bands will play on Tuesday nights at the Railway Club. And each week, there's been a winner declared. So out of the last 9 weeks, they now have had their nine winners. So now for the next 3 weeks on Tuesdays, they're going to have three semifinals. And tonight's semifinals features the band The Bins, the band Hooves, who are, of course, CITR volunteers, the Cameron Sisters, along with Zara Cheng, and another guy named, is it Alex?
Not sure. I think it's Joseph, but it's a guest guitarist every now and then.
Yeah. But it's good to see our, you know, our CITR gals are making their way into the semifinals. But yeah, and the other band that we'll be playing as part of that three pack tonight in the semifinals is the band that was playing last week for their own show at Rail Club, which is this band here called Skinny Kids. So check it out tonight. It's at the Railway Club, 9:30, all gets underway. Ben Lyle will be there doing his classic jokes for beer and lots of penis jokes as well. So if you like all that good stuff, come check him out and make sure you are supporting these guys tonight at Railway Club. It's Skinny Kids. This is Sandalwood and Peppermint on Discorded Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Scott Stanton.
And it's Dave Lang from Currentswell. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Baby, baby.
Lots of giggles there. You got to love it. Girls having fun. Yes, that was the sultry sounds of Paulette Cameron from the band Hooves, who are playing tonight as part of the Shindig semifinals round one, along with the Bins and Skinny Kids, the band we heard ahead of time. And another reason we thought we would play Hooves right then and there is because they're the band that was opening for Looks to Kill last month at the Cobalt.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
They were fun. They were really fun, and they were so nice.
So nice, yeah. So fun. Speaking of which, I should give you a proper introduction. So this is hailing from Vancouver. Unfortunately, she didn't bring her bandmates Sam, Paul, or Alex, but she did bring her manager Nova, who's here, to make sure that everything goes smoothly.
She's shaking her head. She's not impressed with that.
She's taking photos of us right now. Here we go, giving you some bunny ears. Here we go. All right. Hey, just had a photo live on the radio. And in case you're wondering, I'm chatting with Katie Fagan of the band Looks to Kill.
Woo!
Welcome to Discord Radio.
Thanks for having me. I'm really stoked.
Yeah.
I was really excited.
We're excited to have you.
Well, cool.
What's really cool about this, too, is this was all done through Twitter.
I know. And it's so funny because I kind of was on Twitter for a while, and then I stopped using Twitter because I thought Twitter wasn't cool anymore, and I thought maybe, like, other social networks were way cooler. And then now I'm back to using Twitter again, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the sickest. I'm like, we're linking up with everybody.
I thought we were special.
You are.
Apparently doing the whole media
story. You are.
No, but you do a fantastic job, I must say. Thanks. I was just scrolling down your Twitter page, and you seem to thank everybody. You're grateful for everybody giving you all the
Twitter
love.
I'm really big on that. I don't like people that ignore. Like, true. I'm one of those people that if somebody emails me and then they don't answer the questions in my email, it drives me mentally ill. So if people don't, like, message me on Twitter or I don't message back, I feel kind of bad.
Wow.
I feel like maybe I have a personal connection with these people, but not at all.
Well, thank God we've replied to your tweets. I'd hate to be on the other end of that rap.
I'll be out for blood, just so you know. No,
well, the band is called Looks to Kill.
You never know. No, that's horrible. Mm. I'm not psychotic.
Let's actually talk about the name of the band.
Yeah.
Whose looks are you talking about?
Mine. No.
That goes without saying.
Right? I was surprised that the band name wasn't taken when we kind of started everything. It was a discussion over dinner. Like, we literally were drinking at a Cactus Club downtown, and we were trying to think of different names, and then this kind of came through. We had a lot of different weird names, but then this happened.
Let's go back a little bit. I have to admit. I haven't really found too much on you guys. I mean, you've got an infectious attitude. You've obviously got a very solid Twitter presence, and you sound great.
Thanks.
As we're going to hear, we're going to play a couple tracks shortly.
Cool.
But otherwise, I don't know too much about this band. So can you tell us who is and what is Looks to Kill?
Looks to Kill, a.k.a. myself. It's a rock electro band.
You're just yourself.
We've got some awesome... Our band has kind of changed a lot, but the band kind of people who are kind of backing me now, I've got Chris on guitar. I've got Tommy Automatic. It's the best, like, nickname ever. He plays my bass. Got a keyboard player, and then our lovely drummer, Dave. Mm. The band's kind of changed over time with people.
Because the names I have here aren't the names you just mentioned.
That's off, yeah,
so
probably.
No disrespect to the
band. No disrespect. Honestly, those people worked extremely hard in the band, and they still, you know, contribute to the band in different ways. And I'm so grateful they were in the original band, and they will always be part of the band regardless of whatever happens. But just with time and things change and... You know.
So is it kind of? It sounds a little bit like City in Color, where it's always Dallas Green, and then there's other musicians that are kind of rotating around supporting him.
You know what? That was probably like right on point.
Okay.
You hit the nail on the head with that one.
Nice one.
Good work.
Thank you
very
much.
Dallas Green's amazing. So good. I like that. That's a good little comparison. I can use that.
Cool.
Take that. Cool. Take that right in my back pocket.
I haven't met Dallas, but he's a very talented musician, and he's helping to put great Canadian songwriters on the map.
Totally.
Yeah. Although his wife's a little bit annoying.
You've met his wife.
She's the girl.
That got really awkward.
Sorry. Kitty,
it's okay. Sometimes I don't recognize the references he's talking about.
She's never met Dallas, I've met his wife.
No disrespect. Her name's Leah Miller. She's on that, what's that show? Dancing with the Stars or she's still, anyways.
Anyways,
I haven't, no disrespect. I like Dallas's music better than her hosting. Okay, moving along. Looks to Kill. So tell us a bit about the origins of you and your band.
I grew up in a really small town in Ontario called Orillia.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not originally
right on
from
Lake Couchiching.
Right on Lake Couchiching.
Nice. Zubar.
Zubar. Oh, it's now called Studebaker's.
Oh, right.
It's really classy, you know.
How about Tux 2? Is that still
Tux
there?
Tux 2, yeah!
Nice.
I bet you my people in Ontario are probably like, yeah, Tux.
Nice. He is an Ontario boy. So.
Well, I actually got my start in radio, believe it or not, in Orillia, Ontario.
Amazing.
It was on Power 89.1 FM, a small camp radio station.
Amazing.
At Camp Wahanawan.
No way! I went to Camp Wahanawan. That's amazing.
Oh, hold on a second. Okay, here we go. This is crazy. I was going to ask you this earlier, but are you related to Pam Fagan?
No, but I do get that a lot.
Okay, because she went to Camp Wahanawan.
My dad's probably, like, listening in, being like, there's no Pam.
Oh.
Who's this guy?
It was a Pam and Michelle Fagan. Pam, who lives in Whistler.
No.
But anyways, enough of this personal stuff. Yeah. Let's get back.
So I grew up doing a lot of things. I always played on every sports team. I was a dancer competitively for quite a while. I was in plays, music, piano lessons, vocal lessons, and I competed a lot in the Kiwanis Festival and all of that. So growing up, I've always kind of been on stage, and I knew that that was the place where I belonged, and I knew that that kind of felt like home. And I strayed away from music for a while because I moved to Banff and did this whole snowboard industry thing. And when I...
So, hold on. That's quite interesting. Tell us more about that.
Okay. So, okay.
We got some time. Discord Radio is now an hour-long show. So
I like
we got
this.
A little time to hear your stories.
I like this. So I kind of decided I wanted to be a snowboard instructor. So I actually moved to Medicine Hat, Alberta. First?
Yes, because there's some great snowboarding in Medicine
Hat.
Yeah,
there's a little ski area called Hidden Valley, and that place is a little gem. And I taught snowboarding there for my first season, which my dad thought I was insane. But I survived. I lived. You're welcome, Dad.
Were you scared of the Rockies that you'd start with the little hidden mountain first?
I don't really know what I was thinking. But it was a good step. Like, it was that, like, half committing to something. And then my parents came out and visited me, and we visited Banff. And my dad was like, oh, this place is amazing. You got to move here. So then I ended up, I moved home for the summer, did working and all that stuff, made some money. And then I moved to Banff. And I did that whole snowboard industry thing again, like working, snowboarding, hanging out with people. I would say drinking, but I didn't really do much of that. But, so then one night I kind of decided I wanted to pursue music full on and start kind of getting in that direction. So I...
Well, did you have an epiphany one night?
Were
you,
yeah,
did you
it
have
literally...
a failed snowboarding run?
No, it literally was just like, okay, it's time. Like something just went off in my head. And I always knew I wanted to pursue music, but I just didn't know in what way or how I was going to do it. So I ended up just literally getting on like a red-eye bus.
Let me ask you this. When you were snowboarding, what were you listening to?
Oh... lots of MGMT, lots of remixes. That was back like when electro like was just coming in and like dubstep was finally coming in. So like
2008, 2009-ish?
Yeah. Like lots of like...
Back when MGMT still had some cool cachet. The performance this summer at Key Loha definitely dimmed our enthusiasm for that band.
It was when they were super cool and like Ellie Goulding had a remix out with Jacob for Starry Eyed and it was like super airy and cool and... So I was kind of into that. And then a lot of rap, like Dipset, Gangster, like Cameron, like rap that should never be on the proper radio because it's not proper. Bad.
Well, it's interesting because, you have a really interesting sound. It ties in a lot of different styles. And I was also, you know, reading on your Bandcamp, you were saying that your influences range from 80s rock to rap to dubstep to pop.
Yeah.
So there is that nice diversity in there. So, you know, what we should do is why don't we just, for those that are haven't heard Looks to Kill, why don't we throw on a track and we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about your ascent from mediocre snowboard instructor to legit Vancouver rock star.
Cool.
So why don't we, I've been listening to these three tracks on your Bandcamp for the last 3 days. Why don't we just kick it off with the track number one, We Want Your Love.
Woo!
Because we want Katie Fagan to give us the love here on Discord Radio and give us all the juicy goss about how Looks to Kill came to be. So here we go with Looks to Kill's Katie Fagan on lead vocals and the track We Want Your Love. And you're listening to Discord Radio Live on CITR 101.9 FM.
Don't Get more pizza for less dough at the UBC Bookstore's annual Res Night. Pop on by November 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. and get great discounts on books, supplies, clothing, and gifts. That's more flash for less cash. Plus, there will be free pizza to keep that brain fueled and ready for finals. For more info, go to bookstore.ubc.ca.
CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
Thank you, Charlie Tuna. Yes, we're back on Disorder Radio, CITR 101.9, with our live intimate interactive with Katie Fagan of Looks to Kill. Who's doing some killer, pun intended, live vocals on We Want Some of Your Love, the last track we just heard. Nice job there.
Thanks. You know, I just happen to know the song, oddly
enough. Yeah, we have a nice little kind of head bobbing along. It was good to see you lip syncing along with the lyrics.
Yeah, you know.
Good to see you're well versed in your own tunes.
I try.
Well, it's a very catchy EP. In the last few days, I've been listening to those three songs along with Night's Long and Wake Up on loop, because those are only three songs that I've actually basically had access to.
Yeah.
So, and that EP has been out since May of 2012. So it's been about 18 months. Mm-hmm. So can we expect a full-length album anytime soon?
Working on it right now. I'm working with some awesome people. I'm really privileged to have some working with some new really cool producers. And I'm so excited because the new product's going to be amazing. But yeah, working on some new goodies. The thought of like creating new stuff is actually really exciting.
I can tell.
We've been sitting on this stuff for quite a while, and I'm really excited to do something not different, but just new and fresh. I like giving things, like bringing out.
You're
new
giving
cool,
it right now.
New cool stuff.
The enthusiasm is infectious. You just see how she's moving her arms up and down in the studio here. It's
some
good.
Some people might think that's annoying. But
no. You know, it gives us something.
Aren't hand talkers bad?
You know what? It makes this interview much more colorful, because instead of you just giving me yes and no answers, you're really putting your heart and soul and all four limbs into each answer. It's great.
Woo!
Yeah.
Besides, like, jazz hands on the radio don't mean anything.
Right? if only people could see, right?
Nice. So, with this new album, do we have a rumored release date?
Not yet.
Okay.
It's a secret.
Well, when you guys played at the Cobalt,
and
you, I guess, Hooves opened for you, and then you played before Sex with Strangers, and then Harmar Superstar. He's kind of like the second coming of Ron Jeremy, Harmar Superstar.
I called that when I saw him, like, he's like the Ron Jeremy of the music industry.
I couldn't believe he stripped down to his tidy white or his tidy reddies. It was not a pretty sight.
I really liked
it. The ladies liked it.
I just imagined that.
Yeah. Picture Ron Jeremy, the exact same frame as Ron Jeremy, sans mustache. That's Harmar Superstar.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
But that night, you guys played more than three songs, or did you just play those three songs on repeat and just mixed up the order for us?
No, we have other songs. They just weren't recorded. And then we had some new tracks, and then we did some covers, two covers. So I opened with a cover called Fantasy by Mr. Mrs. or Miss Mister.
And Mr. Mister?
Mr.
Like as in Broken Wings from the 80s, Mr. Mister?
No.
Remember that song? Take these broken wings.
I was born in the 90s, so you're just showing your age now.
Yeah,
all right,
definitely.
Calm down.
All right, who's running the interview here?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, that show was really fun, and I tried some new songs that we hadn't really put out there, and it was a really good response. So I'm excited to have those songs recorded, too, in the future.
Cool.
Yeah.
How about this past summer? A lot of great music festivals are happening on BC. Did you guys get a chance to take part in some of the festival circuit?
Not really. We're kind of focusing on just doing more shows this winter and really wanting to put our energy and our time into the new music, work on some new stuff, do some shows within Vancouver, and then kind of hit this whole winter, snow, awesome snowboarding time where all the people are willing to party and like kick it and see live music.
How about have you thought about in terms of giving your the band a bit more of like a platform for to launch the new album? Have you thought about applying to either Shindig next year or maybe the Peak Performance Project?
Yeah, totally, 100%. That's always been something I kind of wanted to do with the project Looks to Kill as a whole, is just keep applying for different things and participating in different events within the city, like Peak. Like, I would love to be a part of that program. Like, that's phenomenal.
Yep. In fact, they're having their big Peak Performance Project finale this Thursday night at the Commodore with Bestie and Rika and Hannah Epperson, who sat in that very chair about a month ago. And funny enough, actually, the band that won the Peak Performance Project last year, Dear Rouge, have you heard much of them?
Not really. Like, I've heard some stuff, but I haven't, like, dug into them.
I have to admit, I hear a sort of similarity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, these guys won the Peak Performance Project last year.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that a lot.
And a similar kind of spunk out of the lead singer as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they just clone me?
Well, I mean, considering they won last year, I think that they have kind of maybe paved the way. But
maybe they did.
But nonetheless.
I don't know.
I just thought it was a little personal observation I thought I'd share.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we saw them in Kelowna for the Kaloha Festival. They were amazing.
They were great. Yeah, they played. They played on the beach stage, and then later on we saw them at Docks playing. I mean, the Docks is only supposed to hold about 200 people. I think they crammed about 350 into Docks this one night in Kelowna.
That's sweaty.
There was even a bit of like a bar brawl that broke out right in front of the band, but they continued to play and hold their own. It was
probably
wild times.
Excited.
Yeah. It was raw rock and roll energy.
Raw rock and roll. Say that five times fast.
Raw rock and roll.
Raw rock and roll. Raw rock and roll. Rock.
You do
better than
that.
That's actually not as bad.
Maybe, hey, some inspiration for future writing as the album is still in the process.
New raw rock and roll.
Yeah.
Raw, 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 raw.
Well, maybe we should play another track of some raw rock and roll off this EP that we keep referring to. We got time for one more. Which would you want to play?
Nights Long? Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, I've been playing. We've played Wake Up a couple times already. It's kind of like actually, Wake Up, I got to say, is so damn radio friendly. It practically jumps out of your speakers and gives you a kiss right on the earlobes.
It's totally like a jam out track.
It's great. We've already played it a couple times, so we'll play Nights Long.
Cool.
And anything else? So for also those that want to find out a little more about your band, what you guys are up to, feel free to share at this point. Websites, social media feeds, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so you can find me on Facebook, Looks to Kill, and I'm on Twitter, Looks to Kill Band, at Looks to Kill Band. My Instagram's at Looks to Kill, and then our website's www.lookstokillmusic.com.
Nice.
I'm alternating between music and band, and then I get really confused.
And going back to this, did we ever actually answer the question of what inspired the name Looks to Kill?
Kind of not really. It just kind of happened. I don't even think I really have a solid answer, if that makes sense. It kind of just happened. Kind of like how the whole, like, me meeting Nova just happened. Like, I showed up and...
Yeah, we should mention, too, we've had lots of bands sit in the room with us here before. We've never had a band come in with their manager / driver. Nova is sitting in the room here, arms crossed, making sure that we don't, you know, push the boundaries.
She doesn't look so fierce, though. Like, when I first met her, I was terrified.
When I interviewed Tin Pan Orange from all the way from Australia, her manager was sitting right next to me, and she was really nice. They were taking photos and stuff, just like Nova here. So it's nice. It's a good presence.
It is a good presence.
She's just not as terrifying today, which is nice.
Yeah. Nova, anything to say for yourself? No?
Silence.
Lips are sealed. Silence. Just not lots of head nods, ups and downs. Well, it's good you could be here with us. And again, thanks for joining us today, Katie. It was really great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And any other final thoughts about the Vancouver music scene and your place in it?
I hope to see everybody out there. Like, we should be playing quite a bit this winter within Vancouver and Whistler and area. So if you see me out, say hi. And I hope to come check out you guys again and hang out.
We'd love to have you back. It's gonna be a long winter, so lots of opportunities for you to play. And it's going to be a long night as well of lots of live music. You should come to the Railway Club tonight and check out some of the bands that are happening there as well.
I should.
Speaking of long night... Let's play the third track off your EP, Nights Long.
Woo!
Thanks again to Katie for coming in.
Thanks
Looks
so
to
much.
Kill, live on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
back into the man I be.
Here we go again. Yo, what's up? This is Chaos. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Peace.
CITR 119, Discorder Radio, that was The Bins with Forget I Said a Thing. And they will be playing tonight as part of CITR's Shindig semifinals round one. This is the 10th week of Shindig. They have 13 weeks of great live music at the Railway Club. Started in mid-September, it goes to December 10th. But this is kind of like the playoffs. In a way, this is like the mid-April of the, you know, going back on the hockey analogy of the Shindig season, starting here in mid-November, because now we're into playoff time.
You'll notice that I've grown my Shindig playoff beard. That's what this is.
Very fitting. By the way, that voice that just appeared on the radio is JC Gibb, our editor-in-chief, editor-in-C, JCG, who's had a crazy day. You slept about 2 hours in the last 48, it sounds like. You're all hopped up on caffeine and good vibes, and you're excited about Shindig tonight.
Oh, so excited. Oh, God. I have no idea who's going to win. It's like, I imagine this is what hockey's like for other people. Like, I don't like hockey, but I can imagine this is what it's like.
But instead of two teams going ahead head-to-head, we've got three teams going head-to-head-to-head.
Oh, three-headed.
Now, I have to admit, I don't know, the band we just heard, The Bins, is the band I know the least about. Mm-hmm. Hooves, of course, we've had a huge CITR presence. Yeah. Three of the girls in the band, was, I guess the three girls, Zara Chang, Paulette, and Josefa Cameron.
Josefa's actually like the Discord liaison as well, like for the student executive.
No favoritism whatsoever.
Josefa, who?
And then the mysterious male that plays with them as well. The lucky male gets to play with those three beauties.
The Charlie of Hooves.
Well said. So they're going to be playing tonight. And then Skinny Kids, I saw them play at Sunfest this summer. I know that they're good friends with a lot of the bands in the scene. Ornament and Crime, Dust and Dusty Bones that were in here, they were good friends with them. What's the other Skinny Kids connection?
They also just played with Hooves, though, didn't they? At the Biltmore, I think? Yeah.
Did they?
Pretty sure they did.
Oh, so they're kind of like buddy bands. So those two are kind of like buddy bands as is.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's also like, as you know, competitive as the nature of Shindig is, I think a lot more of it is about like fostering that community and getting to meet all the different bands and meeting all the different people. So, you know, there is a winner, but we're all winners, Wade.
Yeah, of course. How about this band, The Bins, we just heard?
I'm in the same boat though. Like I know Skinny Kids and the Hooves more as opposed to The Bins, but I don't know. Sounds good.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's gonna be like a very difficult Shindig. I'm glad I'm not judging it.
Oh, okay. Well, Ben Lai will be there doing his jokes for beer as always, talking about his penis as he always does.
And see, I did a jokes for beer a couple weeks ago, and like, I thought my joke was actually pretty funny. Everyone else did like jokes you've heard before, and my joke was original, and like, I was the only person who laughed. So that's unfortunate.
repeat it, please.
Okay. What do you call a cheap circumcision? A budget cut.
I like that.
I know that. It's funny because you're doing that thing.
Yeah. It's very fitting with the theme because Ben is known to stay with, you know, he likes to stay in the nether regions.
Damn, so.
Nice. Well, from genitals to mouths.
Yeah,
that was my segue. It was one of the smoothest segues I've ever.
Speaking of oral, yeah. Let's talk about the band The Mells.
There you go. That was much better. Thank you, Casey. You should be sitting in this chair with that kind of segue. So the band The Mouths, there's a great article in this month's Discorder on page 13 written by Kiefer Pellick, talking about this band featuring Jason Lung, Ross Shepherd, and Ket Panther. And these guys are, I guess, a UBC band. They played many gigs at the Pit Pub last year, and I guess a lot of their opportunities came through the BVP label, which is the Blank Vinyl Project, UBC's own campus record label. Mm. They'd had some kind of debut gig over the weekend.
Yeah, it was at Fortune Sound Club. I'm pretty sure it was on Friday. A friend had her birthday that night, so I couldn't go, but Kiefer went. And he said it was really good, and it's actually going to be like kind of like a series, because it's the first of like going to be like a series of different like kickoffs, like their EPs, which Kiefer asked me, like, are they allowed to have several different EP releases? And I'm like, well, they're musicians, so they're going to do what they want.
Well, how many EPs do they have?
Well, it's going to be like a series, so. Not sure.
As Jason's reading over the article again. It's all good. You know, in the meantime, why don't we play some music from these guys right about now? So happy to have them featured this month in Discorder magazine. Once again, page 13, and a great article there by Kiefer Pellick. The band is The Mouths, and this track we're going to play is called That Was Entirely Your Fault. And you are listening to Discorder Radio with our editor-in-chief by my side right now, JC Gibb here, and maybe we can come back and shed some more light on what these guys are all about. But this is The Mouths on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We're back at Discorder Radio. That Was Entirely Your Fault and that was The Mouths. No, I'm not blaming either JC or CJ. That was the name of the track by The Mouths. But it was entirely their fault that we didn't get a chance to publish that article earlier.
Yeah, I've been in talks. I think it was James that we've been talking since like August, and it was only like the November issue where it's like, okay, you got something going out, like let's get this in the magazine. So it's just kind of interesting how this feature was like several months in the making, but it's pretty cool, and I'm super happy with how it turned out too.
Yeah. Well, what's nice too is with the show Discorder Radio, being totally transparent here, we like to not only promote the great things that are happening in and around Vancouver and live music, and a lot of times that kind of takes precedent because it's more relevant in terms of right now this show is happening tonight. But a lot of times, we're just peering through the magazine. I'm reading a great article. I'm like, I want to know a little more about this band that's featured on Discorder. So it's a great way of us connecting the magazine with the live music, and who knows, maybe The Mouse will get to play a future Discorder launch party, which will happen more next year. Seeds are being planted.
I know. Oh, so exciting.
Yeah.
It's all happening.
So speaking of live music, of course we have, the Shindig tonight, which we're quite excited about. A couple other things that happened this week. We tickled it earlier. I feel we should play. This is really interesting because in the Peak Performance Project is happening this Thursday. It's a big deal, even though it's the Peaks thing. It's not our thing. It's a big deal for up and coming acts here in Vancouver. Hannah Epperson, who joined us in studio here last month, is in it along with Bestie and Rika. And funny enough, Bestie and Rika were part of a project of collaborating. So one of the projects they had to do was two bands out of the final 20 had to get together and make kind of a mashup, or a bit of a rogue track, as it's been called. So in honor of them playing this Thursday in the Peak Performance Project, why don't we give a little spin to the mishmash of Bestie and Rika right about now on Discorder Radio. And this track is called...
It's called Together.
Thank you, CJ. Total transparency here on Discorder Radio. the aptly named Together, Bestie and Rika, who performed that song as part of the Peak Performance Project of mashing up with another band. And who knew that those two would be two of the final three in the Peak Performance Project, along with Hannah Epperson, who we may just get to hear from in a minute's time. Before we do that, we want to thank JC for coming in and sharing his insight with us, as always.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. And actually, just you made a great comment before about how Bestie is his, you were saying before about Bestie's ascent just in the last year.
Catapult. Yeah. Like, Tristan Orchard did like an interview for a piece like for Discord a little while ago, and like was saying like Peak Performance Project was picking up, and who would know that like a couple months later, yeah, final three playing at Commodore. Like
this Thursday night, CD and I still have to get our hands on some tickets, but we will hopefully do that. And the winner, of course, will win $102,000. Another big competition tonight, of course, we mentioned earlier, is the Shindig competition, the first round, the playoffs beginning for CITR's semifinals with Hooves, Skinny Kids, and The Bins. That all gets underway at the Railway Club at 9:30 tonight. Make sure you come check that out. And thanks again to Katie Fagan and her manager slash driver Nova of Looks to Kill for gracing us with their presence here today at Discord Radio. So to end it off, we will play the other mashup that we were tickling the fancy of. This is Hannah Epperson and Ono Yoko to round out the third member of the PPP. To close it out today on Discord Radio with Soft Shoulder on CITR 101.9 FM.